From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia has joined by China in vetoing the latest UN Security Council draft resolution on Syria, aimed at securing a week-long ceasefire. It was designed to allow in humanitarian aid for tens of thousands of trapped civilians, a situation that UN humanitarian chief Stephen O'Brien warned that again Monday is growing more acute.
Certainly over 200,000 people remain besieged, and we need to reach them. We know that the last formal food distribution was on the 15th of November, and that people have been eking out what they can. Prices have skyrocketed, so there's a real and severe shortage of foodstuffs.
Russia's ambassador to the UN argued rebels would use the pause to restock ammunition and fortify their positions. Meanwhile, Moscow said it will start talks with the U.S. in Geneva this week on a rebel pullout from Aleppo as government and allied forces press an offensive against the rebel-held sector. A Gambian court has freed a senior opposition leader along with 18 other political prisoners pending an appeal of their convictions on unlawful assembly. The decision comes just days after Friday's stunning defeat of longtime incumbent Yahya Jammeh by real estate developer Adama Barrow. Hussein Darbo heads the United Democratic Party. His wife Mamuna calls it a new day.
I'm feeling happy. It's a new Gambia. There will be freedom, freedom of expression, respect for human rights and law.
All 19 had been sentenced to 3 years in jail for taking part in a protest in April that demanded electoral reform. Mr. Jammeh ruled the West African country for more than two decades and was accused of stifling dissent and other rights abuses. This is VOA News. The death toll from the blaze that gutted an Oakland, California warehouse continues to climb as investigators continue searching the building where an electronic dance party turned into an inferno. Gregory Ahern is the Alameda County Sheriff.
We're up to a total of 36 bodies. The last three bodies were removed earlier on this morning. Of that 36 bodies, we've tentatively identified 33 of them. Of the 33, 16 families have already been notified, and we have five pending notifications going on right now.
Officials had yet to determine how the fire began in a building that was not equipped with sprinklers. The blaze ripped through the cluttered warehouse late Friday that had been cobbled into artist studios. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says he'll visit Pearl Harbor, Hawaii later this month, the first time a Japanese leader has visited the U.S. naval base Tokyo bombed in 1941 that precipitated U.S. entry into World War II. Grant Newsham, senior fellow at the Tokyo-based Japan Forum for Strategic Studies, said it underscores the vital post-war bilateral relationship that has emerged.
It's partly related to President Obama visiting Hiroshima last summer. But there's also, I think, an undercurrent here where since Mr. Trump was elected to the Japanese population and the Japanese government's great surprise, the Japanese government has really been scrambling to try and build some sort of relationship with Mr. Trump.
Mr. Abe was the first foreign leader to meet with President-elect Trump last month. Nearly 100 psychiatric patients escaped from a Kenyan hospital Monday after being left unattended amid a national medical workers' strike. Dr. Julius Odago is the medical superintendent of the Mathari Hospital.
They scaled up the wall surrounding the wards and came out within the hospital compound. They just wandered away.
He said he's optimistic they'll be rounded up and returned to the hospital. Meanwhile, police in Nairobi used tear gas against striking doctors who complained they have not received a salary increase promised 3 years ago. Clashes between militia fighters and security forces in the center of Democratic Republic of Congo left more than 30 dead. The violence took place Friday through Sunday, occurred in Kasai Province. Italy's Prime Minister Matteo Renzi, who staked his political career on a referendum on constitutional reform that was defeated Sunday, has been asked to stay on by Italy's president. Mr. Renzi announced his intention to resign after the referendum. France's socialist Prime Minister Manuel Valls announced he'll run for president next year. He'll face other candidates in the Socialist Party primary in January. Federal and local officials in Los Angeles Monday said that a specific threat had been called in against the city's commuter rail system. The threat relayed by law enforcement in an unnamed country. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.